Aircheckdownloads.com.
The sound of the Commonwealth Games.
Breakfast with Elise Evans.
BBC Radio W. Wow, the heat wave is coming again at 27 degrees. What a tropical start to Wednesday. Love it. Hope you're well this morning. We have got lots to get on for you. And we are starting with a perfect tune. Now the sun is up across the West Midlands. It's Bon Jovi.
Breakfast with Elise Evans.
BBC Radio WM.
If this is the first song you're hearing as you wake up this Wednesday morning, well done you. It's very good, isn't it? Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Welcome to Wednesday the 22nd of June, where it is going to be an absolutely gorgeous day. Highs of 27 degrees, barbecues out, shorts on, sun cream on as well. It's one of those days. It was so hot last night. And we've got a bit of an issue, right, where when we sleep with our window open, the dogs have got very sensitive hearing because they sleep in the bedroom with us. And every time they hear the slightest noise, oh, they have to bark. And so I kept being waking up. It was like an alarm. You know when you snooze your alarm and it keeps on going off every 20 minutes? That was my dog's. So I ended up sleeping in the spare room, which I don't like doing because that's even hotter in there. But it was either sleep in a sauna or it was sleep with the dogs barking. And I had to go with the sauna. I hope you slept all right. It was quite a warm one and it's going to be another warm one today. Let's see what is trending as you're waking up this morning. Well, it's a big day for people heading down to Glastonbury. It all kicks off today. The lineup, by the way, is very, very good. It's massive, actually. There's so many acts. Sam Fender's going to be there Friday night, just before Billie Eilish. That's going to be ace. She smashed it in Birmingham the other night, but she's also going to be rocking the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury. Diana Ross is going to be performing. And Paul McCartney as well. Plus loads of other artists. It really is going to be a very special weekend. And just to have Glastonbury back is very, very exciting. So yes, Glastonbury kicks off today. Also in the news, some Asda shoppers are setting £30 limits at checkouts and petrol pumps. The supermarket chain has said customers are putting less in their baskets, switching to budget ranges and are worried about the future. Some very funny news indeed was yesterday. Brummy comedian Joe Lycett says an audience member has complained to police about a joke in one of his shows. Yes, I think comedy's tricky these days. People get offended, obviously, by various things. Would you be offended enough by a comedian to go and call the police? Well, this happened to Joe Lycett in an Instagram post he wrote. To be fair to the fuzz, they were very nice about it all, but felt like they had a duty to investigate. Joe Lycett says he had to explain the context of a joke about the part of a donkey's anatomy. We'll say no more to that. He had to write all that down in a statement to police. The case has been closed and Joe said the joke would remain in his routine. And by the way, there's still a few tickets left for his tour. So a nice bit of promotion there for the show for Joe Lycett. But yeah, very funny. I don't know if it's worth calling the police on a comedian. I don't know how far you're going to get with that. A couple of other bits and pieces. Team GB diver Tom Daley has announced he won't be competing at this year's Commonwealth Games in Brum. He's actually decided to take a year out to rest and be with his family. The 28-year-old is married to film director Justin Lance Black. They've got a young son, Robbie. He's a dad now, and I think, you know, rightly so, he wants a break. He's done everything he probably set out to do in his career, winning gold at the Olympics and, you know, being on stage at his home Olympics back in 2012. So I do think, you know, the man deserves a break. What else? A new plaque introducing visitors to Birmingham landmarks has been mocked over its spelling mistakes. Oh dear. The plaque overlooks Victoria Square. It's had loads of information on the city, but unfortunately, eagle-eyed Brummies have noticed several mistakes. Colmore Row is spelt as Collamore. Sovereignty and ruling are also spelt wrong. And there's also the unusual phrase of the Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. Usually known as the CBSO. There you go. Very, very odd. Somebody's going to be fired for that, aren't they? Somebody's not going to be in the good books with the boss. There's some really nice things coming to the West Midlands. We always talk about this on What's at West Midlands. We've got more of that coming up in the next half hour. But something I think you're really going to enjoy is this. It's the Pete Tong Ibiza Classics Tour, which is going to be coming to Brum in December. A nice bit of Ibiza sunshine in December at the Utilita Arena. And guess what? They've roped in some local singers to be on stage with Pete Tong and the orchestra. It's going to be Beverly Knight and Becky Hill. All your favourite dance classics being sung to with a live band, live orchestra, Pete Tong there as well, and obviously local singers like Becky Hill and Beverly Knight. What more would you want? There you go, there's a little taster for you from Becky Hill. I think it's going to be amazing, that nice little pick-me-up for December.
Compelling conversation.
The sound.
The sound of the Commonwealth Games.
Elise Evans.
Wow, what a lineup of music we've got for you. The Pretenders, Robbie Williams, and what about this from Harry Styles?
Aircheckdownloads.com.